Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and I'm here with my co-host Jordan to dive into some fascinating quarterly results. Today, we're unpacking Amphenol's absolutely monster first quarter 2026 earnings call. And folks, when I say monster, I mean it. Jordan, before we jump in, I need to share our standard disclaimer with listeners. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions. Now, Jordan, let's talk about these numbers because they're pretty incredible.
Alex, I've been covering tech earnings for years, and this Amphenol quarter is genuinely jaw-dropping. They just posted record sales of $7.6 billion. That's up 58% year over year and 33% organically. But here's the kicker. Their IT datacom segment, which is heavily exposed to AI infrastructure, grew 81% organically. 81%!
That's insane growth. And their guidance for second quarter is equally aggressive. They're projecting $8.10 to $8.20 billion in sales, which would be another 43 to 45% year-over-year growth. What's driving this AI boom for them specifically?
So Amphenol makes connectors and interconnect products, basically the plumbing that connects all the components in data centers. CEO Adam Norwitt made a really interesting point on the call. He said that virtually all of their sequential growth in IT datacom came from AI-related products. These aren't just any connectors. They're high-speed, high-power interconnects that AI systems absolutely depend on.
And they just made a huge acquisition to strengthen this position, right? The CommScope deal?
Exactly. They closed the CommScope acquisition in January for what appears to be around $2.1 billion based on the context. This gives them fiber optic capabilities to complement their copper products. Norwitt was really excited about this on the call. He kept emphasizing that they now have the industry's broadest range of high-speed copper, power, and fiber optic interconnect products.
That seems strategic because there's this big debate in the AI world about whether future systems will use copper or fiber optic connections, right?
Exactly. And that's where Amphenol's positioning gets really smart. There was a great exchange during the Q&A about co-packaged optics and other next-gen technologies. Norwitt basically said they don't care which technology wins because they play in both spaces now. His quote was memorable. No matter what, there's going to be more interconnect.
So they're betting on the overall trend rather than a specific technology. That makes sense. What about their margins? Because with this kind of growth, you'd expect some operational challenges.
That's the really impressive part. Despite integrating a major acquisition and growing at breakneck speed, they maintained adjusted operating margins of 27.3%. That's actually up 380 basis points year over year. CFO Craig Lampo attributed this to robust operating leverage. Basically, they're scaling efficiently.
And this isn't just an AI story, is it? Looking at their other segments, they seem pretty diversified.
Right, and this is important for investors to understand. While IT datacom is now 41% of their business, they're still seeing solid growth elsewhere. Defense was up 25% organically, industrial up 16% organically. Even automotive grew modestly. Their book-to-bill ratio was 1.24 to 1, and every single end market had a positive book-to-bill.
That book-to-bill number is telling. It means orders are coming in 24% faster than they can ship products. There was an interesting question about capacity constraints and long-term supply agreements. What did management say about that?
Norwitt was a bit coy, but he hinted that they're working more closely with customers on capacity planning than in the past. He mentioned that some customers are opening up their order apertures and participating in Amphenol's capacity investments. That suggests these hyperscale customers are so desperate for supply security that they're willing to help fund expansion.
That's a pretty enviable position to be in. Any concerns investors should be aware of?
A few things. First, there was a $130 million tax accrual related to some issues in China, plus another $160 million adjustment. Management says this is contained, but it shows the complexity of their global operations. Also, with 41% of revenue now in IT datacom, they're getting pretty concentrated despite the diversification story.
And AI spending can be cyclical, right? We've seen other infrastructure booms and busts.
Absolutely. But Norwitt seemed confident about the sustainability. During the Q&A, he talked about working with customers years and years from now on next-generation systems. He also emphasized that Amphenol has proven execution capabilities. They've doubled their revenue in just 2 years, which builds customer trust.
What about the stock? It's been on quite a run.
The stock is up significantly over the past year, and at these growth rates, probably priced for perfection. But if AI infrastructure spending continues at this pace, and if they can maintain these margins while integrating CommScope successfully, there could be more upside. The key risk is any slowdown in AI CapEx.
Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on what investors should watch for going forward?
I'd watch three things. First, can they maintain these growth rates as the numbers get bigger? Second, how well does the CommScope integration go? That's a big acquisition to digest. And third, are they diversifying into new AI applications beyond just data centers? Norwitt mentioned working across the entire AI ecosystem, which could mean opportunities in edge computing, autonomous vehicles, you name it.
Those are great points to monitor. Jordan, before we sign off, can you share our closing disclaimer?
Absolutely. Everything discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch today. Amphenol's first quarter results show just how transformative the AI revolution is becoming for infrastructure companies. Whether this growth trajectory continues will be fascinating to watch. We'll be back next time with more AI-powered earnings analysis. Until then, keep learning and stay curious. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.